360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive, and we're going to just kick it off right now. Why wouldn't we? Here is President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, with us live this morning. Glad to be back for the All-Star break here, Rick. I know it's not really a break for you. You keep doing what you do, but is it a little bit more relaxing around the ballpark?
A little bit. You know, I think it's a good break for everybody, and there's a little bit less activity for the few days that the teams are off. But, you know, break's over. We got 34 more regular season home games, and hopefully some meaningful baseball in October. So a lot of work to be done.
Boy, and here we go, because as to whether or not we'll be playing meaningful baseball in October, lots going to have to do with the next couple of weeks. Really great stretch here for the crew coming up, an opportunity to make some ground in the division. We start off on the road against the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, we've got the Reds, which is a big series. We've got the Phillies, and we come home. We've got the Braves and the Reds again. So, yeah, these next four series are good teams and important. So, you know, I'm excited about it, but be some nerve-wracking baseball for sure.
Which is what we want. I mean, that Red series, that Red series the weekend before the break was fantastic. We win the series, but some really great baseball was played.
Yeah, really, really exciting games. That, you know, that Sunday 1-0 game was sort of your classic, you know, old-school baseball game, 2 hours and 4 minutes, great pitching duel. Nervousness in the ninth, and Devin came on and just was fantastic. So, yeah, it's fun. It's the guys are playing well, and they had a long stretch on the road, played well, and again, the break was really good for us at a good time because our relievers are pretty toasted, but full rest now, so should be great baseball coming up.
When the team gets back to MFAM Field, what do you guys got cooking?
Yeah, we've got Friday the 21st, when the first game back against the Braves. We've got Negro Leagues tribute game. We've been doing this for about 17 years, and it's really a great tribute to some of the great players from the past. We actually have two alumni from Negro Leagues who are going to be at the game, Charlie Willis and Tommy Hayes, who played in the Negro Leagues, and they're going to be throwing on first pitches. We'll have a traveling exhibit. Obviously, during the game, the scoreboard will feature sort of you know, important facts from the Negro Leagues, and you know, it's a great way to remember that there were some great baseball players, and you know, we had the Milwaukee Bears here in 1923 as a Negro Leagues team, and just some great baseball history to be showcased.
Hey, and then a week from tomorrow, is that the City Connect Beach Towel Day?
Yeah, City Gets Beach Towel is actually 22nd July, so the first.
That's going to be a big one.
Get the beach towel. Yeah, that's anything City Connect seems to be really popular,
right?
For obvious reasons, and yeah, so we're going to give it a beach towel. The good news is it's one size fits all, so you know, it'll be easy to get through the gates to get everybody their beach towel. When we do a giveaway of a jersey or a T-shirt, when we have different sizes, it takes a little bit longer. So fans have been great, but this will, you know, our people who pass these things out are happy that it's one size.
Rick, I know you're business side of the operations, but back to baseball here quickly. How optimistic are you that the baseball side of the operation will go out and be able to acquire a player, maybe to make some sort of trade? I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be CC Sabathia type of deal, but
it could be.
But
I mean,
it could
fine.
Be. Why not? We'll take it.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, I talked to Matt Arnold yesterday, and they were definitely, you know, looking to add. It's going to be an interesting market because there are so many teams looking to add and so few teams looking to sell. So in that environment, you know, the cost of acquiring players will be extremely high, either in dollars or, you know, giving up minor league talent or both. So, you know, Matt's got to weigh, you know, what are we gaining versus what are we having to give up? If it's financial, that's easier, frankly. But our farm system's so deep that I think, you know, some of these teams are going to look at us and say, well, I want, you know, maybe higher prospects from the Brewers than I would accept from another team just because we're stocked. And, you know, we got to be careful because we want to win now, but we also don't want to give up everything for maybe what is a 2-month rental. I'm glad I'm doing the business operations because my job's right? easier. Matt's got a tougher job, but I know he's been actively talking to teams right now. And, you know, he always says, you know, if there's a deal to be had, you don't have to wait until the last minute, you know, pull the trigger when you can. But I think this is a very interesting industry market just because there's so few sellers and so many buyers.
Brewers start the second half on the road against the Cincinnati Reds tonight. Thanks, Rick. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you.